This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. My Stiggy and Sarah Love on FUBAR Radio.
Let's see what's on the radio.
It turned into an empty room, 'cause suddenly my fart went boom. It surely means them bagels have been playing with my ass.
A fart, fart, fart.
Yeah. The website.
Well, you say that I'm fibbing, but you seem to fear the truth. Now it wasn't just dry humping. This baby bounce, 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 bounce. It means bounce. We shared. You know we it. Really shared. It means we shared. We shared. Come on. It means we shared. We shared. You know we it. And the whole world has the answer right now. Just tell me once again. Who shared?
Parce qu'il fallait une fois.
When the workman's day is done, he prefers some ham in a bun. He prefers some ham in a bun. Just some ham. Just some in a bun.
Yes, exactly. That's what I said to him. And then after, he gave me this. Ladies and gentlemen, you are in tune to the hip hop show right here on FUBAR Radio. And guess what day it is? It's not just a Monday. It's not just the hip hop show day. It's not where we give, not just the day where we give a shout out to Ian Boldsworth for the last 2 hours.
Yay!
And let you know, if you want to hear more, go to FUBARradio.com and check the archives. It's not just that day.
Uh-oh.
No, it is not just the day that my forehead might shine for the rest of the evening just because it's that day. No, it is Sarah Love's. Sorry, let me say that again. It is DJ Sarah
thank you,
Love's.
Thank you.
Birthday mother love. Let's make some noise. DJ Sarah Love's birthday. Ow. What's going on?
Very good. I'm not used to all this attention on my birthday, to be honest. So,
are you a low-key birthday person?
Yes.
You're like one of the people that don't say it's your birthday.
Yes.
And people go, right, I never knew it was your birthday.
So now I'm like, damn, my birthday's been broadcast for all to hear. Right
hilarious.
Here on FUBAR Radio. Welcome. It's lovely to be here with you guys and spend my birthday with you.
No way. We feel very, you know what I mean? Like, you should be out somewhere in, what do you call it? What's that place that's even past Madagascar? The
past
Seychelles.
Seychelles.
Yeah, I can imagine you'd be on.
Thanks for giving me some good ideas.
You're here with us.
But I'm here with you
the
guys.
Crew.
Yes, and we're taking care of you till 6 p.m. Last week on the show, we were joined by Mass Law, and we had a really fun open mic with the Bud Records Collective. They tore it down. Listen back to the show, foodbarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. And today. My birthday started off pretty good because I had... First thing I had when I woke up was a nectarine, which is like my favourite fruit in the world. So I was like, yay! I felt like, you know, that guy running through the streets in the Christmas film. That's how I felt
with
eating
the nectarine.
Yeah, I was like, nectarines! And
the
then I have my
nectarine.
Yeah! And then I have my favourite breakfast.
What was that?
Oh, it's quite epic. Because like I say, I spend at least an hour eating breakfast every day.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
An hour?
Yeah.
What? So this is like, you must be, there's like beginning, there's starters, middle.
Yeah, basically there is. It started with the nectarine. Then every day I have a smoothie with raw kale, cucumber, avocado, lime, orange.
Ross. Well, that's all in the juice. That's all in the one
Not
smoothie.
A juice, a smoothie. Yeah.
Okay.
So I put that in the blender. Then I have my porridge. With mango, some more
this
nectarine.
Is all continuous. This is like you
ongoing.
Have that, then
that. And then I'm just listening to the news the whole time. And then all my chia seeds, flax seeds, everything.
What, all in the porridge?
Yeah, all in the porridge.
Wow.
Blueberries, banana. And I'm just like, yeah! Jeez. Fist pump every morning when you leave.
That's some
the
Super
kitchen.
Saiyan, yeah. Like yeah. Popeye with
and
the
then I arrived here at Food Bar Radio, and I'm going to be spending my birthday not only with my Stiggy, not only with my Sack Hayes,
no.
but also we're going to be joined by the one and only Cool G Ray.
Yeah, yeah, that's making noise. That right there, you know what I mean? That's, oh that's some birthday shit right there, you know what I mean?
That's pretty cool.
The legendary Cool G Rap, that's right.
He's going to be on the show with us later. So do not move a muscle. You know it's going to be live. Of course we're investigating. Always got to bring you them life hacks. And open mic business is going to be more fire for you. We launched some hip-hop hookups for you last week, and we've got an update to share with you. So hold tight. If you missed out on hip-hop hookups sorry, last week, you need to keep it locked in. You'll find out. You don't want to miss
it. This is some innovative shit right here, I think.
It is.
It goes along the lines of what, you know, what Nori was saying about there should be some kind of flag for hip-hop. So I know that I can book in that hotel. Do you know what I mean? Because it's a hip-hop hotel. Or I should shop here because they listen to hip-hop. Or they're part... You know what I mean? This is what we're doing right here. Hip-hop hookups. Any, you know, it's for anybody.
Yeah. And it's super exciting. So hold tight. We'll give you more on that shortly as well. And I've got some dope music for you from Oh No. Got to play some Leaf Dog as well. And I had to get a bit selfish seeing as it is my birthday. I'm just going... And that's why we all choose to... All DJs choose to be a DJ. So then they can just have like a dictatorship on what people get to listen to. Yeah. So... got some very cool music for you as well, so do not move a muscle.
You got the Freshers as well.
Yes, Freshers are going to be in the studio as well, so it's going to be jam-packed. So much to get through, and we've got a big up coming up right after this. Yes. Some brand new Sean Price.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it up.
George Papadopoulos, knocking the poppin' nigga Popolis. Papa shit, chocolate doctor, the document. Listen to my father, bitch, P.
Yo, mic check, peck on Bernadette neck, big breast, I'm a wreck, let's have some sex, yes, yes, titty feel the best now, I can't hold
on. Yo, what the fuck, man, fuck is you talking about, man, spit that monkey shit, nigga, we gorillas, nigga. Ape don't kill ape. Yo. Spit that real shit, nigga.
I Chewbacca the chicken. Chin checking your chest. Get chop cam. God stand by the booth from the camp. I'm proving I can. I'm proving you fake. Like you moving them grams. A Peruvian flake. I am truly your ape. Season the leader. Put two in your face. Bleed while I leave you. Do deeds of a demon. You do deeds of a diva. Serafina, Abner, the Weaver. Beavers and cleaner. Believe what I feed you. I feed the believers. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding, sativa's a creeper. College, prison, gun in hand, put your seed in the sleeper. Got a vision, summer jam with my speech in the speakers. I'm not Martin Luther. I'm flop corner loser on the block popping rugas. I'm not Martin Luther. I'm flop corner loser on the block sparking.
You wanna see me get rude? P. BCC, most definite effortless, been spitting these degrees. Rookies rule shit, get down with the two click. Two spit back impact, it's like a wheel kick. P nice and funky fire, I will fuck you up. Heat cipher, monkey cipher. Monkey cipher. Medicated, dedicated bastard. Level elevated, hate the educated rapper. Clowns be seated. Bow down to the world renowned Brownsville Jesus. Damage you do. Sleep your brother's keeper, peep the family soon. Listen, Paul, I am not in the mood. Watch your step, get them bob, shot them right in the shoes. The rhyme is incredible, King. I do flaws. The mind is a terrible thing. To Lou Rawls. To Lou Rawls.
So say I, Imperious Rex.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is the Wallaby Kingpin. You know what I mean? It's all good. We out here in the Big L. That's London, baby. I'm coming from Shaolin, New York. Wu-Tang Clan. This is Ghostface Killer right now. I'm shouting out my homegirl, Sarah Love, and Mike Diggy. You know what I mean? I know what it is. Right here at the Food Bar. Food Bar. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got to get my words right. I just came off stage. I'm kind of twisted right now. At the Food Bar, y'all. Yo. No doubt, Sarah Love. What's up, honey? You know what it is. Tell these niggas. One.
How he sounds is how I feel. That's how I feel right now. I'm still rooting. wounded from this weekend.
Partied out. What were you doing this weekend? What was happening?
We went to Boomtown. I was with Smokey Joe and the kid, the full band. We went and did Boomtown on Saturday in the afternoon. And then in the evening, we went and did the South London Soul Train in Peckham Bussey Building.
Oh, yes.
And got mash up. Like, you know, like,
that was both on Saturday?
Yeah, it was on the same day. So it's a bit hardcore. It was a bit hardcore because there's a lot of jumping. You know, there's a lot. Shout out to Q Rock and Yumi 4649. They came down and saw it. Mm. And yeah, they were both like, oh, you know, people, it's just a whole different thing than what you'd be used to.
You're versatile over here. My sister said she saw you at Boomtown because she was performing there too.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
We were driving off and I was like, hold on, I swear that's my sister there. That's DJ Sarah Love's sister. And then they were like, it was weird. I was like, right, did I just see her or not? So she was there singing.
Well, she plays double bass, my sister. Shouts out to Karen, the illest bass player in town. Like, you know, Esperanza Spalding, she don't want none of this. But she was performing there with her group, Dana Emmanuel. Check them out. They're kind of blowing up right now. And also her band Love for Sale. Very cool. But shouts out to Colin, Son of Noise. Thank you for the birthday wishes, Paul Clark, too. And to all of you guys tuned into the show. That last track we played, brand new Sean Price, Imperious Rex, produced by The Alchemist. Check the video out. That's really cool.
Yeah, it is, man. It's hilarious.
Yeah, and I've just been waiting for the album to drop, which came out on last week, to be able to play that for you guys. Go and pick it up on iTunes. 2 years ago on the 8th of August was the anniversary of Sean Price's death, and that's when they also released Imperious Rex, this brand new album on Dockdown. He's got some dope features on there as well. Doom is on there, Prodigy, Stars P, Smith & Wesson, Rock, Method Man, Raekwon, Inspector Deck, whole gang of people. So go and pick it out. Knotts is on the beats as well as Alchemist, Harry Fraud. It's very, very fresh. And people, so much goodness to pay you. But this is normally the part of the show where, for regular listeners, you know what time it is. It's that time when we raise awareness of cool things that are going on out there. And you must have heard about this last week was hip-hop's 44th birthday, Mice.
44. Don't you think there's a link there? Jay-Z, 44.
Oh, it's doing.
Yeah. Jest. 44th floor.
Yeah.
This year, hip hop is 44. Lissy, get on it.
Get on it.
Yeah. I don't even know. Just, I was trying to make it sound like there was some deep shit going on, but that didn't work, did it?
We'll work on it.
Yeah, sorry. Next week, I'm going to add some more to the conspiracy.
We're certain of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something's going on.
Something. We'll think of other four things. And then four and four equals eight.
You're getting don't even go.
I don't
want to
scare people. I don't want to scare people.
He's about to start some crazy shit here. Yeah. So, all right. So anyway,
but it was
44.
Just cool to see.
Unbelievable.
I just think it's wonderful. Like
it's crazy.
When you just think of, I think it's nice that we have an official birthday, like an official time when we can acknowledge like this great culture, this revolution.
For people that don't know, how did they work out this was the date?
So, I mean, you'll have lots of old school fans where they love to argue about who created hip hop. Mm. You know, like this is an ongoing debate that we have. But there's no denying that Kool Herc, his back to school jam that him and his sister put together on the 11th of August back in 1973. It was held in a rec room at 1520 Sedgwick Avenue in the Bronx in New York. That was definitely a pivotal party and moment in the story of hip hop. And, you know, arguably, this is the most influential genre that we've had of recent decades. So I think, you know, there's no doubt we have to send a
big up
just to hip hop and surviving this long. Last week I said, if you've had a career in music, you've managed to earn a living from music for more than 10 years, you're doing good. Like, how many genres have we seen come and go in the last, 10 years? Let alone 44 years. And it was just quite cool to see did you see the thing on Google, Mice?
No, what did Google?
You missed
out. What did they have, like a kind of B-boy?
Well, no, maybe you're lucky because I think people couldn't get off this thing. They ended up being stuck on there for like 12 hours straight.
What
Google Doodle, they said, so when you would go to the Google search engine,
yeah.
what you would find is there was a play button, like there was some graph letters lettering saying Google, and then a play button. You hit the play button, then it was Fab Five Freddy running you through like a history of hip hop, starting with, and it was animated with an animation of Kool Herc's party on the 11th of August, and then it would like click you through a bunch of interactive features and stuff, and then it would take you to a pair of turntables, and
you can kind of like
cut up the doubles.
And then you
could go flick through the record crate where it had all like the ill breaks and stuff, and you could put the different breaks on the platters and then have it chop up some breaks and stuff. And all of this was like put together in collaboration with Prince Paul. He like was asked to produce the producer who his career was like began with Stetsasonic, and then he produced for De La Soul, super dope guy. And he was basically commissioned to supply a bunch of beats for the project as well. And it was cool because he said, so, you know, he's pretty certified in how long he's been in this business. And it was just cool seeing Prince Paul say, the first time I met Kool Herc, it was like shaking hands with Jesus.
Wow.
One time he took me to his family's house in Long Island. He said, man, I got a bunch of 45s nobody's heard of. I was amazed that Herc was even talking to me. And then we're at his mum's house looking through a chest of records. It was unreal. If it wasn't for Herc, there's a good chance I wouldn't have a job as Prince Paul. Every time I see him, I tell him, thank you. Herc is the greatest dude ever.
Wow.
And it's just awesome when you think this was, again, this is like other stories I like to highlight on the Big Up. This is just Herc and his sister. They were like, okay, the kids are kind of bored in the neighborhood. Rather than them getting into trouble, let's just put a party together for free so then people can, come and enjoy themselves and be doing something constructive. So the origins of hip hop, it starts with the DJ, and then you had the dancers, then you had the MCs. And it's just so cool to see young people being inspired and creative. Like, imagine how much of a trip that must have been in 1973 to see a DJ keeping a break going,
yeah, because they're used to like the music stopping and going to the other tune or turn the record over or whatever, but now they're getting 8 to 10 hours of just constant music. Must have been like, what?
Yeah, like
Steve
that must
Jobs
and then
up
just
in this
to feel yeah, and to feel so inspired to then create things like breaking and popping and locking on the dancing side. I mean, and then out of that, when you just think of our whole lineage through hip hop, from say your Sugar Hill Gangs, the Grandmaster Flash, to Run
DMC. We played before them on Saturday. Sugar Hill Gang. Sugar Hill Gang, but I didn't get to meet them or nothing, you know what I mean?
No.
Maybe they'll
be coming to a hip hop show near you sometime off Fubar Radio, who knows?
Yeah.
But and then that's also why I just thought about how cool Herc must have looked. And that's a big part. I didn't even mean that though, because I think that was part of why I wanted to become a DJ, was just seeing DJs. I was like, oh my god, like Jam Master Jay, he looks cool. Like, he just looks bad ass up there. Cash Money, he looks bad ass. Shorty Blitz, like, killing it.
Yeah.
Just the image of the DJ was part. And then at the same time, you're bringing so much joy and happiness
to
people, and it's just been crazy when you think it's gone from just a block party in like impoverished part of the Bronx to spreading across the USA, internationally. Think of all the films that have inspired people or gotten people into hip hop from stuff like Breaking, Crush Groove, Juice. Then to this beautiful scene we have in the UK from people like Nutriment through to Hijack, London Posse, like Twang, Mark B, rest in peace, Task Force. Like, these people are heroes to me and they truly keep the movement alive. And it's a movement for good. People often talk about peace, unity, love and having fun.
Yes.
And I truly think, that is ultimately what hip hop is about. And it's about promoting good values, which I appreciate too. And it made me think this weekend about my earliest memory to hip hop. Can you remember your earliest memory of hip hop?
Wow, my earliest memory of hip hop would probably go to when we were in, is it infant school or something around then, and we had to do a school cabaret. And the funny thing is, I had, okay, so before that, I had older, like my god brothers, that lived near me, they used to break dance, and so they took me into the corridor, put down, you know, the lining, and then started. I didn't really get what they were doing, but then he said to me, "Look, try this," and he taught me like body popping. How to body pop. So in the cabaret, there was a whole bunch of us. I think there was something like 8 of us, which is weird because we all, you know, I've grown up and these were like older guys for me. You know, they're all like in the street or whatever. But yeah. I was like, man, that's mad that we did this cabaret. We were probably about 6-7 years old and we had to body pop in that. You know, dude, I remember linking the arms, yeah, and all that's doing, you know, the electric arm or whatever you call it, all that kind of stuff. So I think that's probably my earliest memory of.
I remember
hip-hop
practicing
then,
that for like.
Yeah. Remember that in school as well. Yeah, the wavy hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
and at the time you didn't even realize. I didn't know that this was all connected. This is you know, from the writing that I'm seeing on the street. Some of my older, like, you know, getting up to the age of sort of 11, 12, and these guys are like spraying stuff on the wall and all these images, and I'm like, wow, how do you do that, man? Like, how do you make the words look like, you know, the letters look like that? And later on, you find out all these things are connected under the brand of hip-hop, or under the name of hip-hop, I should say.
That's the thing, I think, with like what's so special and unique about hip-hop is that it is truly a culture. Mm. It's more than just here's a nice song sort of thing, or here's an offensive song. It's like, it's truly, there's a value system that we all kind of sign up for when we're down with hip-hop, you know? So I'm so grateful to Kool Herc and everybody that has gone before me, everybody that has inspired me, everybody that I've thought is whack and they've inspired me because of that as well. I'm grateful to it all, and I think it's such a wonderful thing. And the first selfish tip that we're going to go with on today's show is this next tune, because to me, I always love playing this song and seeing people like breakers get down. So happy birthday, hip hop. We love you so much and we love you guys. Keep it locked to the show. We're taking care of you.
Happy
until
birthday,
six.
DJ Sarah Love. I do wonder though what Gene Simmons thinks about all of this.
I know, and what he's thinking about Trump at the moment. You know, he was seeing what was going on in Charlottesville and he's like, yeah.
He Gene Simmons.
Yeah.
Man, he's probably not the only one.
We should try and get him on the phone sometime on the show.
That'd be a good idea. See if he'd like to talk to some, you know, foreigners about what's going on.
But, yes, coming up next, we're going to get into some hip-hop hookup business and some investigation business.
Yeah.
So don't move a muscle.
That's how we roll.
This is hip-hop. It's FUBAR. We'll be right back. that song. You can't go wrong with a bit of castanets. It's not often where you get to hear some castanets in a
get your own castanets, song. Mate. I'll tell you what. Go down Costa del Sol, mate, with castanets. You'll be all right, mate. Yeah, mate.
Costa del Sol with the castanets. But it's Sarah Love.
And it's my Stiggy, and I've got to leave. Goodbye.
Oh, you're popping out. No, because you need to be here for us to help spread some joy and love.
Some love, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, look, we got some hookups for y'all, you know what I'm saying? You know what it is.
Yeah, we do have some hookups. By the way, that last tune is Babe Ruth. It's called The Mexican Classic. Love that business. And, you know...
Love a bit of Mexican myself, mate. Okay.
See, I'm not racist. I love Mexican food.
Yo.
It's too real how many times you hear people say things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
But
it's getting deep now.
Yes, but you know, a change to our usual scheduling, because we need to really reiterate our message of the show, which is that love is the overriding force on Earth. That
it's the key.
It is the key. And I want to use this platform, wonderful platform, FUBAR Radio, broadcasting to thousands of listeners, mm-hmm. as a way to help bring some love into people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've tried Tinder.
Mm-hmm. What else is there? There's Tinder.
You've tried, I don't know, Match. I don't know. Tell me, what are they? I don't actually know.
Match.com. There's Tinder.
Is there something called Bumble? Bumble. You've tried Bumble.
No,
Lizzie, tell
no
me
one
what
wants to admit it.
You've tried Grindr.
Nice bit of Grindr every now and again. Do you know what I mean? Like, when Mrs. goes away, do you know what I mean? On weekends, I was just getting Grindr, didn't I? Like, do you know what I mean?
Your alter ego comes out.
Swipe.
But, you know, now it's time for a new approach, people. Like, everybody wants to find love. I really think everybody wants to find love. And mm-hmm. and romance is one of the most wonderful experiences that you can have in life.
To man. One of the most wonderful experiences to man. The
yeah.
most pleasurable experiences to man.
It is, but a lot of people, I feel they feel a bit shy, or they don't really know how to step to people, and they want to go on a date, they want to meet the love of their life. And you know, you have to remember, you have nothing to lose and nothing ventured, nothing gained.
And here's the key. Remember, you go on Tinder, you go on Grindr, you go on whatever, but you don't know if you can relate to that person at all. You don't know whether you guys kind of, you know, walk under the same sky, so to speak.
Mm.
But here on the Hip Hop Show, guess what we have for you?
We have something super special.
I was trying to do the hand. You know, you look deeper when you do this with your hands. You got to make like explanation hands. This is what this is called.
That's me. I talk with my hands in multiple ways.
Yeah.
Speak my hands in dangerous ways. Wait. Who said that? Email us, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Sweep my hands. Is it no, anyway, we'll get back to you about that. But yes, so that's why we came.
What's the 5'9"?
Yes. High five. Thank you.
You know what I mean?
That would have just really bugged me.
That's road science right there. That's where I tapped into my road science. Yeah.
But, you know, that's why we have come up with this new section of the show that we like to call Hip Hop Hookups.
Hip Hop Hookups with Sarah Love and Mice D.
Yeah. And, you know, I have really good hookup credentials. Like, I introduced my sister to her husband, and they're now celebrating mm-mm. 16 years of marriage.
Whoa, make some noise for that. Thank Check you. That out. That's credentials right there.
Joyful marriage.
You know what I mean?
I'm the best wing woman, like, to my male friends and female friends. Seriously, I'm on it. And, you know, and so I want to kind of help you guys with your love life, too. And I just thought there's too many obstacles out there to meeting people. So let's make things a little bit easier for you. You know, there's your dream person is out there looking for you, honestly. And I know you're looking for them too. And, you know, we just need more ways to try and connect with each other and not just hide behind social media. And on this show, last week, we played you our first hip-hop hookup candidates.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had lots of feedback. We've had lots of positive feedback, so it's working.
It's amazing.
hiphop@foodbarradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
All of our candidates are real, and they're all looking for love. If you like the sound of any of the applicants that you hear on Hip Hop Hookups, mm-hmm. all you need to do is email us at hiphop@foodbarradio.com, and you can also leave us a message. And our first applicants, here they are. Remember, hiphop@foodbarradio.com.
Hey, this is Sarah. They don't call me love for nothing. All of a sudden, you can reach me on hiphop@foobarradio.com or just leave a message.
Hi, Sarah. This is Verity. I heard that you're doing a hip-hop hookup at Foobar now, and I'm very, very interested as I'm currently single and I'm definitely looking for love. So my name's Verity. I'm 5'10". Have blonde hair and blue eyes, and I love stand-up comedy. I absolutely love 80s music. I think my first crush was Rick Astley, so if you have anyone out there that looks like Rick Astley, that would be amazing. I'm basically looking for someone who's very, very funny, down-to-earth and charismatic, but I think humour is probably one of the most important qualities I'm looking for, as I used to do stand-up comedy myself. I love funny movies, and I just love it when a guy can make me laugh. Preferably someone tall, dark, and handsome would be fantastic, and of course with the love of all things hip-hop. And I look forward to seeing what's on the market. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Sarah. It's Sam. Thank you for setting me up on the hip-hop hookup. I'm 6'3", absolute demigod, perfectly straight teeth, pearlescent white, muscles like Zeus. Honestly, if you were to think of a man, I'm a demigod. Normal girl, someone that's down to earth, nice, honest, makes me laugh, doesn't take herself too seriously. That's got to be important. That's massively important for me. So 12 and below. No, I'm joking, I can't say that. The thing that I hate most about a girl is jealousy. Yeah, it's something that I can't stand. It's not a good trait to have. You know, it says a lot about a person that portrays those kind of traits in terms of jealousy. All right, later.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Terms and conditions apply. Your love life may be at risk if you do not keep listening to The Hip-Hop Show. You are solely responsible for all hookup interactions. And FUBAR Radio, DJ Sarah, They Don't Call Me Love For Nothing, All Of A Sudden Love, or My Stiggy are not responsible for or guarantee anything whatsoever, but are very optimistic about your chances and encourage you to please wrap it before you tap it.
Sorry, man. I know I shouldn't be laughing, man, but the rabbit before you tap it's it.
It's true, though. We need to promote, like, safe sex out there, man.
I think this music definitely promotes safe sex. This is, you can't really, it can't not be safe.
Can't get freaky.
Yeah, you can't get too crazy to this music, so.
It's because we're trying to connect people with real love, you know. All of our candidates are real here on Hip Hop Hookups. If you'd like to get to know Sam or Verity, Verity has a love for hip hop. Mice is miming, dancing in fields of...
Yeah, fields of love.
Yes, fields of love.
Bubbles and cotton balls of love just...
And Sam, if you'd like to get to know Sam a little better, who knows, it might lead to a date. We've already had lots of positive feedback. You know what I mean? And you can get in touch with them too. Just email hiphop@foobarradio.com with hip-hop hookups in the subject. That's and it. The name of the person you'd like to meet. Mm-hmm. And we will connect you guys.
Yeah, don't worry about all the technicalities, man. Just send an email and we'll get down to business. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe we'll be invited to a wedding later. That's what I'm hoping.
Or something else. You know what I mean?
I'm invited to a court hearing. No. This is Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy.
Coming up next, we're getting into some investigation business for you.
With my family, friends and my girl, living that fantasy in different parts of the world. Yeah, no more stress and depressing. I'll show we vibes in houses we buy in, cars we'll be riding, Rari in the front, Range in the back doing. Cops listen, I can't explain all the track, but I'll have my mom's necklace, 7.4 carat.
Warning signs of the weed, these dreams cause hazards. No introduction, sorry, pardon my manners. Cog screwing in the studio with the spanners. Call rhyming for Roberta's and hammers and no plumbers. Rims artist, the contender, spit hundreds alongside Elk FAC, chicks love it. Producers don't worry, we got beats covered. Ain't no way for stopping, I'm climbing inside the rockets, zooming out the atlas, undiscovered on planets.
Undiscovered on planets, the view was like we foreign. Wanting to live that fantasy, I minimize the fussing. Lace my boots, hit the booth, and it's back to hustling. Cause fantasy living ain't gonna happen by itself.
So when my mind's always stressing the well, forget living off girls, so to be living in jail, I'm like. life, grinding the rails, climbing ladders from hell. So only heaven is the option. He better let me in.
Man, they better let me in. I wanna live up in that palace, not this dungeon. If I could not live in them pearly gates when I die, then whilst I'm alive, I'ma live like I got 10 lives. Respawn all night.
It's like we inhale lies and exhale anesthetic. And in terms of aesthetics, these girls they wanna get with the RM clique, bar for bar wheel up. King C keeper, rocks and stars leaper. All these Latinas wanna be Latifah. Bum set it off, these cops could never keep up. International cards, but no card visa. Banking my jet plane, stacking all visa.
Fantasy living, fantasy, fantasy living, living. Grinding, stack it, fingers crossed for millions. Grinding, stack it, fingers crossed for billions. Grinding, stack it, fingers crossed for trillions.
Hiding, all my enemies, where they at? Hiding. When you was getting bummed, I was out writing. When you was getting changed, now I'm here shining. And now look at us, we out here blimey.
I love that tune. That is Rims artist Conscious, produced by Jaisu. Fantasy Living is the name of the track. Reality Music, check them out. This is FUBAR Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love, and Mice has had to step out for a second, but he'll be right back, don't worry.
Yeah, that motherfucker might be back, you know what I'm saying? Seeing as it's your birthday, though, I might have to stay for the rest of the show, you dig? Ow. We want to welcome y'all mother lovers down to the FUBAR Radio Cafe. That's right. And it's a special day right here, you know what I'm saying? Ha ha. We got them cookies right there, you know what I'm saying? Filled with whatever you need.
Yeah.
Got that cake as well with them sprinkles.
Yeah.
You know what them sprinkles is, like, you know what I'm saying? Who am I? Well, me. I'm not. You know me, man. I'm My Sack Hayes, mother lovers. That's right. My Sack. Yo, sir, you would have hit that's your birthday as well.
Okay,
you might as well. You
know what
that's right. Hayes, mother lovers. And I'm a bad mother.
Choke your mouth.
Hey, bitch, you can say whatever you want today. It's your birthday. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Yeah. Yo, this week's investigation comes courtesy of, bruh, this morning, I never felt like this before. I think this is when I know age is hitting me, because I never felt this wounded, where I woke up, but I still felt asleep. You ever woke up, and everything feels like you're still dreaming, you're still sleeping, but you are awake?
Uh-huh.
Like, I did all types of shit in my sleep, though, but I was awake, if that makes...
You're dreaming.
I could not wake up, Sarah. I just stayed in bed like, yeah, you know, one day.
You're partying too hard.
One day I'll be able to get out of here. I think it was just the hours.
One day I'll recover from this.
Yeah, I just didn't get enough sleep, I guess. And so today I was just wondering, like, wow. You know, like the urge? You need. I'm like, yeah, coffee will wake me up.
Mm.
I used to have all these other tricks, but I just couldn't be bothered to do any of them. I was like, man, I just want to get a coffee, man. That'll wake me up. Finally did. And it still didn't wake me up. And then it made me realize, man, I need to not rely on this shit to wake me up. So I thought today I'm definitely going to find out from the listeners. Because this, you know, the investigations are all about a life hack.
Mm.
When you feel so wounded, I felt like, you know what I mean? I was like, it's like I was a slug in my own bed. I couldn't even get to the other side of the bed. All I had to do was roll there.
Slug in your own
bed. Yeah, I was like, what the hell's going on with me, man? And it's just strange as well, because I never used to really be... I used to hardly ever sleep. I used to be like, yeah, 5-6 hours, I'm cool. Yeah. But I guess there's a point in life where either you're getting too old or you're relying too much on this thing called caffeine. But it's not really good for us, is it?
Yeah, because I don't really find that caffeine has much of an effect on me. Like,
are
I
you
could
one
drink
of them
a coffee
well?
And then go to bed sort of thing. Like,
you
I
serious?
Don't. Yeah.
Who is it? Someone said that to me the other day. I was like, how? Oh, my mum. She's like, yeah, I drink coffee and go to bed. I'm like, what? How the hell are you drinking coffee and you go to bed? Like, there's no way. If I have a coffee, you lot would be like, my shut the fuck up. If I had two, you'd be worried. You'd be like, yeah, something's going on. I'm already a bit hyperactive, so when I have a coffee, it's like, yeah, that's why today I knew, I was like, right, I must be really fucking tired if I've just had a coffee. And I'm like, yo, that's chill, isn't it? I'm good.
Laid back.
Yeah, exactly. So I wanted to find out this week from all our listeners. Do remember, hit us up with your answers, hiphop@foodbarradio.com or @foodbarradio on the Twitter. This week, Mice investigates. When there's no more coffee available, how do you wake yourself up in the morning? In the morning. In the morning. In the morning. My little fake.
On cheap effects.
Yeah, yeah. That was my fake little radio echo there. Hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. When there's no more coffee available, or even when there is, how do you wake yourself up in the morning?
It's got a bit.
I know Sarah's got some good ones here, some yoga tactics.
What's that ultimate power fist bump breakfast for me?
Ah.
No, and a shower. Like, I can't, like, I need a really good shower.
You know what?
Up.
So what? Do you have cold showers?
I do when I'm in the sauna or the steam room.
When I'm really hot, then I have.
No, because you know that's what's healthy. Like when you step out of the sauna to close all your pores.
Yeah. And then go back in, you know, hot, cold
that's
treatment.
That's my buzz.
I used to do that, man, but I was like, man, I can't even bother to go into the shower right now. That's work.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's work, man. I need a lift.
But what do they reckon in the digital pub? I am curious, because this is important information to share too.
Well, it's very interesting. I mean, so for me, I realised there's stuff like breathing as well. Breathing exercises really help. You know, about breathing out 7 times. Try and get it down to your, you know, gut, like breathing all that air and out, inhale, exhale, that kind of shit helps you. But, man, sometimes you just forget. So, obviously, I went down to the digital pub, asked a few of my mates, do you know what I mean? Because that's what you do in Dan digital pub. Don't really, like, communicate, just ask dumb questions and answer back. That's all you do. Anyway, shout to Dominic Bandoli. He said simply, yeah, so the question is, how do you wake up in the morning when there's no coffee available? And he said simply, methamphetamine.
Uh-oh. That definitely doesn't fit in with my diet.
Yeah, I'm talking about trying to get off coffee. This guy, get on this, mate.
Yeah, get
instead.
On the real stuff.
Cy Philly, he says, knock next door. If there's no coffee, he'll just knock next door.
He's like, wake up!
Can I borrow a cup of coffee?
I know it's 6 in the morning. Sorry to disturb you and all, but...
Yeah. I'm just really struggling to wake up. Yeah, they'll be like, funny you say that. Bong! That's what Pete would say. Yo, shout out to Tim Fish. He says chamomile tea. Now, check this. Says, I know what you're thinking. Doesn't it make you sleepy? Yes. But if you mix in a gram of speed, it works wonders.
I thought I was going to get some real, like, new knowledge there. So I drink chamomile every night.
Is it?
Yeah.
And it puts you to sleep?
Well, no, because I just like to, you know, I want to be hydrated before I sleep. And then I don't want anything that's like, making me buzzing, mate.
Yeah, true. So no green tea then before you sleep.
No. Although I could take it, but no, because I just try to create the atmosphere
it's
of
the relaxing.
Chill.
Are you like the, have you got lavender and you rub lavender on your wrists?
No, but I do sometimes put it in my hair.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is it good for your hair?
Well, no, but I mean, it probably. Well, no, but no. No, I'm sure it
smells good.
It,
you know,
smells
what I'm saying?
Good. No, but it chills you out, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a relax. They say you use that to help you sleep as well, lavender.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But right now, we're talking about trying to wake up.
Sorry, digression.
Shout to Ashley.
Get out the digression wagon.
The wagon. Yeah. Jump out. Shout to Ashley Whiteman. He says he wakes up with a honey. See, I thought it was some kind of tea. Just because, but then I realised
he got
actually,
his hip-hop hookup.
Exactly.
Hip-hop@foodbarradio.com. If you need some love in your life, you know, he might be able to help you out.
Yeah, I'm saying, subject to all the type of things that we don't want you to catch that you might catch, nothing to do with us. Anyway, Ashwin Baloo, he says, staple gun to the nutsack.
That's a good one, yeah.
What about,
definitely get your attention fired up.
Yeah, that'll probably get a bit more than just your attention, man. You might contract something. You might end up in the hospital as well. And come out with no sex. How about that? Danny Seaton says, a few stripes of Charlie. Do you know what I mean?
I can't believe how drug infested the responses
digital,
are.
That's why you got to call it digital pub, though. Do you know what I mean? Like, no one really goes down there, fucking do anything else, but get fucked up. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's true.
Say fucked up shit. That's basically the drug of the digital pub. It's to say fucked up shit, isn't it?
And the reaction is oversensitivity.
It's a like, bit of a ha-ha, do you know what I mean? Whatever you want, mate, do you know what I mean? It's all in there for you. But yo, we got the rest of the show to get into, right?
Yeah, let us know.
I heard there's something special going on very soon.
Oh, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
We're going to be joined by Cool G Rap very soon. And Freshers are going to be in the studio too. If you've got any suggestions, it's hiphop@foodbarradio.com. You can also reach us on Twitter @foodbarradio. Of Mice Investigate, remind them the question from last time.
When there's no more coffee available, or even if you do have it, how do you wake yourself up in the morning? Regardless.
Freshers coming up next.
Yo, yo. Check, check, yo. Yo. Every man acknowledge my polish, metaphoric, graphic, logic, and knowledge. It's like my brain is on anabolics. My sound is raw, I'm more Fostex and Panasonic. Man, I'm on this every mic. I smoke it like a bag of chronic. Panoramic picture portrayals. I'm known to prophesize. My potent poetic rhymes are perfection personified. Producing paranormal activity lyrically. My levitating literacy as you meditating literally.
Yeah. Beat specialist, 8-bar attack plan. Rely on this like your second time at a back scan. Attack mic stands like cat and our fans. Never squealing on the hook like Avatar lands. Everything I make bangs like a nuclear scientist. Looping to wrist bump samples to arsonist. Spark this vibration underground in celebration. If you're looking up to find space, there's no limitation. Yeah, I'm here to open your brain like at the bottom is. I'll jump out of a plane to stay on top of this. Around here we live by the wicker man theory. Eerie, pick a fix. Pickle brain apart, let it pickle in the jar. Lock, stop, traffic cop, knocked down for trying to stick tickets on the caravan. I'm that scallywag, vagabond, traveller man that reads tea leaves and casts spells like Saruman.
The hard borrower, spirit of Che Guevara. Rap bandit, see me riding the track on the Kua Harbor. This is karma, this dark guy, lighting from dark sky. Spitting, I'm bringing pipe to rap a sight like I'm archive. Divine rhymer, lines finer than white china. Ill and I spit still, coming sharper than lime cider. It's real words, peace, stay puffing them ill herbs. Flipping the biggest hit just like it's written by Spielberg.
Free the music. It's been caged till it became raged and abusive. Escape from some new shit. Sowing seeds like a dog with two dicks. Now they're seeing movements like some cockroaches moved in. Duke Nukem, drink liquor till this Duke's puking. Beat looping, speak truth and shit when it's suiting. The sheep trooping in the need to get by. Cause come see, come sign, no peas, no pie. Ayo, I could do with two bun of the Buddha skunk. Cat, I'm chewing up, soul just losing the funk. Hoodie up and I'm screwing your mum. A ruthless cunt, true Anglo-Saxon words used from my tongue. Abusing my lungs, drinking juice and rum. So choose your way to depart this earth. I'm getting scared when my heart hurts. Hacking Barclays past words. I've got a parts first.
Beating off key. So many white boys on the track. Still the Milky Bars are on me. Mr. Dairy Lee. Smoke cheese till my eyes turn so Chinese. I can barely see. Turn the beat into UFC blood sport. Food on the table. Money for the slumlord. We pop draw in large amounts. Much more. Totally stone faced. Mount Rushmore. High writing this shit. The sky scientist. Jack climbing up the weed stalk to where the giant lives. Kaleidoscope. Tight roping. Psychedelic cyclist. Eyes closed. Mind open. Isometric spiraling. Sad rappers play the hyperfetic violin. Ain't got time to grin, that's why humor stay as dry as gin. Superhuman with the mutant thing that lies within. Creeping through the sewers like reptilians with slimy skin.
Hit by a brick on the back, half ounce of chop. Shouting bollocks like I absolutely can't be stopped. Take a Stanley to your string, a banana brownie top. And stick a green banana up your rinky dinky party slot. Pick a seat and you could get a free dick. And sit and keep dog like my peck and eat bitch. And make him eat shit. I kick a rapper in a piss cloud, make the shit evaporate. Wait,
yeah,
wow.
I'm punch drunk, throwing jabs at a blurry shape. Learn my fate in the mud by the dirty gates. I set the bar high, fools aren't reaching it. You look feeble, kid, bro. Do you even live?
Spot me, bro.
I spun spells on these dumbbells. Send them all back to the bench looking unwell. You have an issue with development. I'm guessing that's the reason why them fools stay negative.
Brainstorming, downpouring, soundboarding. If it's beef, I bring it to your crib like a housewarming. Raps is poignant. If a tad disjointed, that's a joint. Acting boisterous, cracking oysters. Find out the dozy. When it know me, eat the cannelloni. On the case like Axel Foley. All these rappers know me. Some of these rappers know me. I grew up right around the corner cause he asked your homie.
Slice of coconuts, topping up his isotopes. Mice is known to magnify your focus more.
rifle scopes, walking with the dead, soon sure to hit the ledge. Not a task at all to answer all the voices in his head. It's OJ before he stashed that glove, helping you reach your final destination quicker than your sat nav does. A bad man who has mad stunts and packs that punch. Just let him know it's never ending like a fat man's lunch. Mother lovers,
fuck your tweet, chatter your beak, your leaks pass up. Bet you if we catch you, you'd leak your weak bladder. When you're struggling, you're your peace and tell him not speak nada. This is peace on pieces, not sweet like it's pina colada. Or Tropicana or any food that's from the Bahama. No banana, no pineapple, no mango, no guava. Nice lash, man, back on my grizzle grind. For rizzle, for shanky, for shizzle, my nizzle, my nine.
Couldn't sum this up like a monkey with an abacus. Mad dabsins eradicating any abstinence. So far gone, I need some psychoanalysis. My bio writes through these time code programmers. Live life in the balance like a tightrope fanatic. Flip lies low when the 5-0 hunt the cannabis. It's like magic with the puff of the smoke. High vanishes yet still pulls rabbits out the hat like Paul Daniels.
Smelly bucket. Do you for your bread and butter? Slap you out your Ralph Lauren Teddy jumper. Belly buster, lost your parent rent in oven. Look mate, I push weight, don't get toned up. Munching a Tesco, throat looking like death warmed up. I'll send the thunder, lightning quick, time to split. Pulse like minus six, we unite a pith. Glide of cheers, Heineken's and a tidy bitch.
It's Eric the Red, the uncontrollable, unmoldable, unapproachable, know it all. Your shit sounds watered down like it's soluble. Keep it low key like a crime that's unsolvable. Like a bowling ball spinning in the alley. Fuck, we're in a valley, chilling in Death Valley. Await the finale like the heavyweight title. Without big wheels, living a life of survival.
The real powwow, not the fake vibrational. Lord Rao now quakes the foundational. Listen to the dawn with the Necronomicon in his palm. And the fire that he vomits upon. Hitch a ride, then the comet is gone. To a next star system with Orion girls dropping the gong. All hail the mad titan, the scavenger of flesh, trying to court the effects of the avatar of death.
Chasing rappers like they owe me something. I just updated this one on some whole new function. They can't outrun me. I teleport and both you crumble. The forearm will make them disappear. Those two jumpers, these ain't steps, these leaps. Those humongous, you get trampled just for playing games. No Jumanji. Roll that dice and double when we roll up on him. You couldn't focus high enough to see the gold I finish.
Little piggies pork belly for the carnivores. I'm out hunting with the dinosaurs. I'm twice the man of war. Your skin blisters, let me piss up on your poster board. Fucking egg fried gassing. Red face, rusty psychopathic sannyasin. The Buddha face, baby, two faking head bang. No life, the reunion without the brain taxing.
My slang's garrity, words of a dirty feathered blitz. Persecuting verses, emerging on empty headed kids. Burst your purse in a search for a piece of solid food. My world's a hurricane, surrounding me with solitude. How many sheep are here to count before I fall asleep? A twisted guy in a permanent type of war with peace. Supernaturally blessed with a dark omen. The sharp fin king of the start of your last moment.
Great beats and bad tracks.
No man, no man, no man, boy,
the Sarah Love and my Stiggy on FUBAR Radio. Wicked every time as usual. You know how it goes.
Splendid. I thought there was just one person missing on that track, so we'd just play the drop from them. That last tune, Leaf Dog, The Legacy, featuring like one of the craziest UK lineups ever on a track. Keep that going, keep that going. And Matt have for Life Slifer, Smellington Piff, BVA, Cracker John, Jess, Jack Jetson, Dirty Dyke, Verb T, Sonny Jim, My Stiggy, of course, My Stiggy, Kalashnikov,
finish him,
Flip. Tricks, Bill Shakes, Eric the Red, King Kashmir, Remus, Task Force, and DJ Sammy B-Side. That's the second solo album, Dyslexic Disciple. It's out now on High Focus Records. You know you hear all that good stuff right here. First with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, My Stiggy. Mother lovers.
But now we're joined by our next guest in the studio. Fresh as on.
Yes. What's happening? What's happening?
In the building.
It's always good to. Do you know what I like about this place? Is the mugs for the coffees, you know? That's special, official stuff.
Some of us got paranoid there, thought you were calling us mugs and that, but we
Nah, you're right, Fubar Radio mugs. No metaphors, that's literal.
I see bro. One guest mug though, what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, this is the hip hop show, we have to have more than one guest here. Just because there's only one guest mug, you know.
That's true,
It's like, we can't just leave it at that. So what's going on, guys? You got this new EP out, right?
Yeah, man.
Is it out now?
Out now. Oh, sorry, I'm getting excited.
It's definitely out now.
I mean, came out 27th of July, man. Nice. Digital, Spotify, iTunes, in the physical.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, man, we're on the promo run for it right now. Just, it's doing bits, man.
Yeah.
We're really proud of it. Went number 23 on the iTunes hip hop chart.
Nice.
Which is just massive because we ain't got no machine behind us. We're just literally on the independent graph, bro. So, you know, it's just, yeah, man.
But we got a shout out to Scan, because Scan News is the most humble guy. He's actually the captain of the ship.
Ah.
So this is, Fresh is his baby, and he's definitely steering us in the right direction.
So definitely.
So yeah, man.
So last time he came, so we got Scandu's Archer. Yeah. You weren't here last time, were you?
This is the new recruit, because Freshers is a movement. It's more than just us. So I'll let him introduce himself.
Yeah, I go by the name of Dark Martin, aka Dak. I just joined like a year ago, so I'm the young cat who's bringing a new flavor to the Freshers.
Oh, nice.
The Freshers stay fresh.
Yeah, man, that's how, you know what I mean, if you want to make it in the Premier League, man, you got to boost the squad, man. So
yeah,
you know,
quick transfer. Yeah, beautiful, just came up from the youth academy.
You know, I don't even like football, but I was feeling this Huddersfield and who was the other team this week, and they shamed up Chelsea.
Oh yeah,
that was fun.
Burnley and Huddersfield.
I'm all about Burnley and Huddersfield. Shout out to my Hudsheads out there.
Yeah, and Brighton, man. Big up Brighton heads.
Right, Brighton come through as well.
Yeah.
Game done changed.
Stop.
Boy.
That's enough football talk on this show. I'm not allowing it to go any further.
I don't even watch football, so that's as much as that. Yeah. I thought I could just weigh in there to sound like I know the shit I'm talking about.
But I will say this on behalf of everybody on the Freshers, camera crew, all my hip hop heads. We just want to sincerely wish DJ Sarah Love a happy birthday.
Let's make some noise.
DJ Sarah Love, man.
She looks good for 23, man.
I was gonna say, man. My goodness.
And Scandies, I bumped into you at the New Guards party the other day.
Yeah.
And you were reminding me that we did actually go to school together.
We go back years,
wow,
man.
Wow.
Which I was semi-oblivious too. But you know how it is when you're old.
I wasn't that memorable in school, man. They didn't, you know.
Uh-oh.
You're a great guy. But no.
So, Haringey, we might as well say it because it's your birthday. Was that in Haringey then? Sorry,
yes.
Lissy, but
yes, it's Haringey. Birthday, so you know Haringey, bold life.
Oh, is it? It was in Haringey.
Yeah, yeah, right. Haringey.
Mm-hmm. Greatest memories of Haringey, Scandies?
Oh, wow.
What would you say? Because it's Sarah's birthday. She if you don't know, she flies the flag high for Haringey.
Oh, of course.
Like every show, she'll mention something. If it ain't got nothing to do with Haringey, it will still come out of her
mouth. So you know about Green Lanes then? You know about Green Lanes?
Excuse me?
I'm just saying. I just want to make sure.
That's like saying that to Cool Herc, you know about hip hop.
Hold on.
Happy birthday, hip hop as well, man.
Listen. If you're really from Haringey, you'll know this.
Okay.
Back in the day, I won't say the year, but they used to, and this is real talk, Mice. Mm. They used to pick up young kids on the road, give them five, the police I'm talking about. The police came onto Green Lanes and picked up kids and said, can you stand in a lineup? Mm-mm. And we'll pay you £5. That was our hustle.
Wow.
So if you went into the van, you'd stand in this lineup, pray you didn't get picked, and come back home.
Yeah.
But you got £5 in your pocket.
Yeah.
So that was a hustle.
The gamble.
Yeah, you buy a whole bunch of Call of Cues and jawbreakers with £5.
This is sounding like it was before my time. I don't know anything about no police van.
£5 ain't even getting your portion of chips these days.
This is when the police were semi-friendly back then. Semi-friendly.
Oh, damn. Wow. Oh, damn, man.
Haringey life, bro.
Yeah, man.
But what's the info about the record?
So the record, man, massive record for us, man. 6 tracks, 6 different producers, whole bag of features on it, man. We've got Rodney Pease on it, Cy Philly from For Life Cypher, Logic, nice. People's Army, Maslow, New Guards, and obviously Dak Martin, Keisha Dak, Simpson from from the label. Production from DJ Supreme, Nutty P,
Kenzai.
One of our producers, Duke 84.
Yeah, shout out to Duke.
After Tom as well, man. Yeah. So it's boasted, man.
Shout out to Nutty P, man.
Legendary
Nutty P. Nutty P has blessed us pretty much on every one of our projects. So I think he's given us production for everyone.
Very
so
versatile
shout.
Producer, that guy.
Amazing.
I've known his name for a long time.
But yeah, I think what you'll find on this project, it's an evolution of the Freshers, obviously bringing new people through, more collaborations. But musically and content-wise, I think we're always trying to do this thing where we're trying to take a subject on. So we're talking about mental health on there, which is quite very important.
Yeah.
We're kind of continuing that whole Black Pride idea. It's Black Pride 2. We got a song called Letter to the Youth, which is talking to the youth about kind of like not following what the media are telling you to
do. And addressing knife crime as well.
Yeah, all of that. So, yeah, we're just trying to keep that flavour moving, man.
Yeah, man. And plus there's tunes to turn up to as well.
Obviously.
Keeping it. I like it. I like that you're kind of promoting some real values.
What made you want to go to the mental health stuff?
Yeah, I mean, again, we were blessed to have so many producers like give us production, and Maz Law had sent this beat, and I remember I was listening to it on the train, and musically it just spoke to me, and then I was like, this is a deep song, like we need to take it there. And I have a family member who suffers with mental health, and I know a lot of people know people who suffer with that. So that I kind of brought that to the team. I said, I think we should definitely tackle this. On this particular record,
and it's taken off as well, man. I mean, it's basically a staple of Mental Health Awareness Week. We teamed up with FYA, Fritz Ovia Youth in Action. They shot a video for us with some young actors in it as well, man. Yeah. So it's going to be played in schools and youth clubs as well, just to raise awareness on the subject of mental health.
It's good as well because you're going to speak it in a language that these kids will probably understand.
Yeah, 100%. And I'm blessed because I work in a school as well, so the kids are actually telling me like what's actually happening to them, 13, 14, what they're listening to. And we have real conversations when they're telling me about trap and drill, and I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, you need to hear Nas. But it's interesting what they are feeding on now. And we can't be that ignorant to what they're feeling, because at the end of the day, they're feeling it. They're supporting it.
I'm even questioning nowadays whether people feed on the message of music in the same way as they did before. Because this is something that's concerning me, is social media and the effect that that's having on people's mental health. People overdosing on social media is not healthy. And then think for the young generation where they don't have any measuring stick against what it was before this. And so I think it seems like a lot of kids, their nourishment is coming from their online groups, isn't it? Rather than necessarily you're learning at schooling from Nas.
They don't know about no £5 lineup.
No, they don't. £5 lineup.
Struggle.
You got to be over a certain age. You have to be over a certain age. But I just think it's important. I think this is why we do hip hop, isn't it? It's like we love hip hop for many reasons: the culture, the messages, the lyricism, and I just think that's what Freshers is about: is bringing all of that together and presenting it in a product like what we have now.
So where you're coming from, especially like being a teacher as well, are you seeing that there's more of a bridge being gap between like what's traditional and what's like now, trap or grime or whatever?
Do you know what, it's mad, because obviously like I teach English, and so we're looking at Shakespeare, we're looking at poetry, and it's easy to like look at hip hop, grime, trap, and make them kind of see the links, especially with the language, because Shakespeare was one of the first people to use the word cuz. You see what I mean? In his text, cuz is in his text. So when you point out things like that, they're like, oh, Shakespeare's okay. And then you go back to what they're listening to, and you say, okay, let's break down what your man's talking about. Let's see what he's actually saying. And they get surprised because they're used to just hearing the song. But when you show them the lyrics, they're like, oh, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah,
you see what I mean, and then you give them a Nas verse, or you give them a Ty Rodney P or Mize. You give them something that's lyrically diverse and metaphors and similes, and they're like, "Right, I didn't even know." And I think that's just a beautiful thing you can do with the music.
Do you think you always need to be saying something deep on the track?
Nah, not at all, man. I think it's about having fun, man. I think music is lacking. Like have fun as well. Have fun.
You know what? I think there's a contender for verse of 2017.
Who?
Seriously, this is like possibly the illest verse of 2017.
Who? Go.
Maccabee, Kukumba.
Oh,
Kukumba, sorry.
My gosh.
I'm sorry, yeah. He burnt it up. That was some fire lyrics. He's schooling you. It's got soul. It's funky.
Mad flow.
Mad
and it was like, right.
That lyrical.
I dare you try and repeat that. You know what I mean?
Lyrical.
Yeah.
Seriously.
No, it was nice. Is he still doing them as well?
Yeah. You know he's trying to turn that into a career, like a living now. Good, because I think we need this schooling on the healthy food you can eat, how to eat healthy food.
Rasta
it's not just about opening packets.
Rasta Mouse weren't teaching them that shit. You know what I mean? You get a real life thing here.
Oh, Lord of mercy.
But also what I appreciate you guys, Freshers, for is you did this collaboration with London Posse recently.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean... Again, I just feel like our path has been blessed. I think what it is, like we know so many people in the industry who've grown up in UK hip hop, etc. So we know a lot of these people. But someone like Rodney P coming onto a song, doing the verse, allowing us to use like the title, and then going to DJ Devastate, giving us the production blessing as well. I think that was just like phenomenal. You can't get that co-sign for us just made us like realize we might be doing something.
Yeah, and I think the biggest blessing I think came this year. We went to go see them at Cargo, and having him and Bionic hail us out as one of the reasons they came back.
Wow,
based off that song.
That messed my head up.
That messed my head up, man. That's very nice. Yeah. So tell me about this track, What's Love?
Ah, man. Shout out to Duke 84. Duke 84 is one of our in-house producers, a phenomenal producer. Mm-hmm. And he was given... He's basically done a lot of our remixes as well.
Mm-hmm.
But he came back with this.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know... It touched my soul.
Yeah.
It's all about love, our definitions of love. So everyone in me, Scandus and Dre, we have a different definition of what we... think love is
very cool.
So
let's let the people hear it. What are the links again, like,
so
for people to
single.
Check you down?
Okay, so everything's at Freshers, FRSHRZ, no vowels. So Freshers on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and obviously searching for us on iTunes and Spotify. It's all Freshers.
Yeah. But I will say this one thing quickly. We're gonna be at Hip Hop Kemp this weekend. I think we're one of the headliners on the Saturday.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely crazy. That's massive for us. Our first time doing it as a group, and just want to hail out everybody that's going to be down there. If you're listening, man, I think G-Rap's going to be down there as well.
It's going to be special. Shout out to Radamo and Afro who made the connection for us to come over. So yeah, that's going to be really dope.
Oh yeah, Afro.
Very
man.
Cool.
Yeah, you know Afro.
Well, thank you so much, guys, for
are you
coming through and
in
sharing.
Mic later,
oh yeah, we'll
if
come back.
If we, if, yeah, man, come
on. Chill with us. We want to hear some bars, but let's play the people this song, What's Love. Coming up next, we're going to be speaking to a certified legend, like. Officially, Cool G Rap is going to be joining us right here on Food Bar Radio. It's myself, Sarah Long.
And myself, Mice Diggy.
And here's something fresh from Freshers.
What's love? Writing letters to your people when you're locked up. Always got my wits about me because I'm not dumb. Mutton dressed as lamb, I can tell that's not love. If I call you fam, I ain't saying that for fun. You ain't pulling wool over my eyes, no, I'm not the one. You can be fake with. No, not at all. I'm the type to show love that's unconditional. But certain people show love to try and make you fool. But I don't show them no love because I am not a fool. So please don't approach me before I lose my cool. I stop showing love when they start violating rules. Moving to my missus, doing it subliminal. Are you taking the mick? Are you willing to risk it all? You're killing the respect to regret that we're friends at all. But let me flip the script, I'm not loving the hate at all. Let them know if I'm loving my peeps, I let it show. But if love don't want to live it, I gotta let go. Let them know. What's love? Love is when you get when you're giving it to the one. Love is when you sacrifice all of the above. Love is when I see you. Guarantee I got the love that's true. Ain't that the truth? What's love? Love is when you get when you're giving it to the one. Love is when you sacrifice all of the above. Love is when I see you. You need me and I need you. Ain't that the truth? Yeah.
What's love? The first time I saw your eyes, the 3D ultrasound scan blew my mind. At 16 weeks, I could see your heart beating inside my wife, my latest creation growing. I had to praise the seven deities. I can't lose you. We need a safe pregnancy. I put in overtime, saving up my pennies so we can stock up on the wet wipes and nappies. Yeah, a new addition to the family. My wife's glowing with the breast looking perky. Pissed, I can't get none. Blue balls killing me. Third trimester, I see you kicking B. Yeah, and it feels so lovely. Look to the future, and you could be legendary. I got a name to match. Picked out the best schools and saved the uni stash. Emotional, thank Khalid for that. And when the water broke, shot your rival.
travel on Snapchat.
What's love? Love? Love is when you get when you're giving it to the one. Love is when you sacrifice all of the above. Love is when I see you. Guarantee I got the love that's true. Ain't that the truth? What's love? Love is when you get when you're giving it to the one. Love is when you sacrifice all of the above. Love is when I see you. You need me and I need you. Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. God of mercy, Lord of mercy. I'm in love, deep in it, sleep in it, wake up hard. Working the technique, I'm freaking it, speaking it, weekend in it, 24/7, repeating it. She knows how to work me up, get me going. So gassed on the mention of it, need your attention on it. Graphic, charismatic, flowing, acrobatic, leave the room, aromatic. Sometimes so romantic, other days so raw, so pure. So you're the one I spend time for, metaphor a reason, metaphor season. Similar to similes, baseline to waistline energies. Don't commit, metaphor treason. Heavy breathing, heavy rotation. Burn the wax, pull out the needles, nutting up my sleeve of 45s and dub plates. Food for thought for the country, let me make your hip shake. And hip hop, so bubbly, the music we create is so comfy. Off the wall, Humpty Dumpty, so love.
Love is when you get when you're giving it to the one. Love is when you sacrifice all of the above. Love is when I see you. Guarantee I got the love that's true. Ain't that the truth? What's love? Love is when you get when you're giving it to the one. Love is when you sacrifice all of the above. Love is when I see you. You need me and I need you. Ain't that the truth? Yeah.
Presents
Ian Boldsworth.
Nobody needs four children.
So two, well, you're capping it at two.
I'd cap it at one personally, tops. Myself,
one child.
But I'm not in charge, am I? No, I'd have it means tested that some people couldn't have children, full stop.
I mean, what? So if they can't afford to have a kid, you're going to ban people having kids?
That would certainly come into it. That would certainly come into it.
Okay.
If they can't afford to afford a dog.
They're pricey, though, aren't they?
Yeah, children
are
more pricey.
I mean, kids are as well, that's true, yeah.
So, but I think you'd have to have psychological testing and all that sort of thing and check your aggression levels and all that sort of thing.
Every Monday.
Ian Boldsworth.
From 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio. It's FUBAR Radio. That last cut was Freshers. What's Love is the name of the tune. And this is Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy.
And you're locked into FUBAR Radio. We're taking care of you till six. We still got the open mic on the way too. But right now, we're joined on the line by a very, very, very special guest who I was lucky enough to meet a month or so ago when you were performing in London. But I didn't manage to get you through to the studio. But you're here on the line with us, Mr. Cool G Rap.
Yo, yo.
Legendary, boy.
What's the deal? What's the deal?
Yes, man. Oh, good to hear your voice, sir. It is Sarah Love's birthday as well, so it's a very special occasion. You know what I mean? It's the best birthday present you can get right now, boy.
It's your birthday, you said?
Yeah, it's my birthday today. And, you know, I was actually originally going to be out of the country, but then when I heard this was the only date that we could do together with you on the show, I was like, okay, I'll change my plans.
It's meant to be.
I'm happy to spend my birthday with talking to Cool G Rap.
You know what I mean?
I'm flattered.
Wow. It was so lovely to meet you as well. And you know what I just keep discovering more and more each year? The realest people in hip hop are the coolest people. Like meeting you at your show in London last month, like you were just mad cool, dude. And it's just so nice to hear rather than people just being all diva'd out and stuff.
What was your experience like in the UK after so long?
Oh, wow, man. I mean, it was awesome. You know what I mean? It was a long time since I've been to the UK. And coming out there and just feeling the vibe and the energy in 2017 it felt like ain't nothing changed because the crowd was still electric. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you remember your first time performing in the UK?
Oh, yeah. That was like back in like 87-ish. Wow. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 87 or 88, something around that time frame.
Wow.
And And it was my first experience ever performing, and hearing all these whistles go off. I didn't hear it and when I was just out there like a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I guess they changed up their little whistle thing, but the crowd was still pumped, though.
Because that's crazy. Like, touring in that, to be an artist and to be going on the road and land in a whole next country, like, hundreds of miles away, and you've got people screaming your name. That must have been a trip to go through that in the 80s, man.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's just a big payoff for putting all the hard work in all these years, you know?
Yeah. You ain't lying there, man. You're not lying there, bro.
And to this point where you're now, you've got a new album that you've just released as well.
True. Yeah, The Return of the Dawn that dropped in June. Mm.
You know? And it's been a little gap, though, since your last release.
The last thing was with Necro. Was that the Necro joint?
I did an album with Necro, and that was a crazy experience too. Necro's he's a crazy artist,
that.
Yo.
I can believe that.
But how did that even happen, man? Because you know you had everybody like, what? Could you have a Necro? Obviously, fans of Necro might not even realize it, but people who know the both of you will be like, yeah, actually, Necro's flow, that's very G-rap. You know what I mean? There's a lot of G-rap in there. So how did that come about, though, that you two hooked up?
Well, Necro had reached out to me like via my Twitter page or something like that, and then he got in touch with my man Domingo, producer named Domingo.
Yeah.
And then he made the direct contact when he did that. Wow. And we just talked about knocking out like just a few songs, and I ended up doing a few songs with him, and then it was such a good chemistry between us both as far as like hard flows, wordplay, and things of that nature. He just wanted to keep going. So, you know, and I liked the way it was coming out as well. You know what I'm saying? It was like, how would I put it? It was like a good exercise for me. You know what I'm saying? Because Necro definitely didn't make it. He didn't make it easy.
So it's friendly, you know what I mean? Nice friendly competition right there.
Nah, we was going crazy, yo. I mean, anybody that ever heard that album, yo, you know, the album was full of flows and wordplay and just being the it's what true lyricism is about.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
And speaking of true lyricism, like, I describe you as your favorite rapper's favorite rapper. Like, it's nuts when the level of artists who all cite you as an influence. Like, I know Big Daddy Kane, he can't say enough good words about you. He adores you. I know Pharaoh Munch.
That's my boy right there.
He's always like, I love that guy. Yeah. But, and Pharaoh Munch, I know he loves you. And then right through to your Eminems, Jay-Z's, your Nas's.
Countless.
That's just insane, like, how you've had this influence on so many artists who are now, like, major players in the mainstream world, too.
That's some hell of fly credentials right there, right?
Yeah.
Bro, that is crazy, man. That's, you got the best of the best basically saying, look, this is where the lineage has come from. But what I'm really interested to know is, because obviously you got your street background, and then when it came into to the realm of hip-hop, you managed to become someone that people look up to in the same way. So in the streets, they respect you, and then, you know, in rhyme form, Where did you even get it from? Where was the when you said, okay, this is how I'm going to do this shit. I'm going to make sure these bars rhyme for like, you know, eons. 46 bars are just the same. Where did all that come from?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously it came from within myself, because, you know what I mean? But at the same time, it was a lot of heavy influence by artists such as Melly Mel, Kumo D, Grandmaster Caz, Spoony G, Silver Fox, you know what I mean? All these different artists that was, you know, a little before my time. You know what I'm saying? Maybe eight to nine years, some of them, you know what I mean? And it was just a part of those artists rubbed off from G-Rap, you know what I'm saying? And then G-Rap was a type of individual that's going to bring something different to the game anyway, because that's just how I am. You know what I'm saying?
The genius, right?
If everybody going left, I'm going to go right.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
It's too
and vice versa.
And so when you
know what I mean? So I wanted to be different. Bottom line, I wanted to stand out. I didn't want to sound like everybody else. I didn't want to do what everybody else is doing. I mean, of course, I wanted to be a part of hip-hop. I wanted to rap, you know what I'm saying? But I wanted to do it a little differently from how everybody else is doing it at the time. But it all came with the inspiration of all those artists that I named.
That's amazing to hear, man. Because, like, you know, it's definitely like you're saying that thing of people, you know, knowing like, yo, this guy's a lyricist. This isn't just, he's not just talking about the street shit and saying it in some simple way. He's saying it in a way that people are like, wow, you made that and that right, or this punchline or this and that. And so it's amazing to hear where you even thought, okay, like, I'm wondering, did you know that it was going to work, or were you not sure? You know, are the streets going to accept something like this? Can their ears even handle this?
I knew people was going to feel what I was doing. You know what I mean?
Nice.
in today's world, you know what I'm saying, you might have more concerns with being a straight-up lyricist. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like people don't really acknowledge lyricism the way they used to. You know what I'm saying? It's all about swagger. It's all about,
the dance.
You know, certain productions. You know, certain style productions, it's about auto-tune, it's about all that thing that make, all the ingredients that will make up today's sound, you know what I'm saying? But back then it was strictly about being different, being yourself, and whether you was a lyricist, and I just happen to fall in the category of being a lyricist with the likes of Rakim, Kane, KRS-One.
Oh my lord. You're going to bring a tear to my eye, honestly. You're already bringing a tear to my eye on my birthday hearing these stories. Like, that's just insane. Just that lineup, just that handful of MCs you named.
That's the hip hop Mount backbone. Rushmore right there. You know what I mean?
Hip hop Mount Rushmore.
You just put.
Any lyricist that will come out during the Golden Era or the era of Nas, Wu-Tang, and then eventually, you know, Biggie and Tupac. Anybody that would come up in that era that was classified as a lyricist, you know what I'm saying? You took something from one of those roots right there.
Yeah.
Whether it was myself,
yeah.
Rakim, Kane, KRS-One, you know what I'm saying? Because that's where all lyricism multi-syllabic flow patterns or style of writing, it all came from one of those roots or the combination of all four.
Wow. And so how do you, because everything evolves, you know, I mean, it's natural that hip-hop is evolving and following a path, you know. So you mentioned, like, the auto-tune, the style of production, the style of rapping now, and it's about swagger rather than, you know, and compared to what the values were when you were coming up. I mean, do you just see that is less valid? I mean, what's your take on all this, the new sound of, like, rap music?
You know, I think it, like you said, it evolved, and evolve is changing. You know what I'm saying? And today's generation, they don't really gravitate to lyricism. They gravitate to, you know, ear candy as far as production and voice sounds and all that. That's where the auto tune thing come in. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's ear candy.
But
you know what I'm saying? But it's not. It's not intellectually stimulating as far as making you think. There's nobody really making today's struggles like the big direction to go in as far as music. You know, people talk about their personal struggles, you know what I'm saying, and how hard it was for them coming up, but nobody really is representing the struggles of our community as a whole.
Which is kind of shocking when you, I mean, just look at the news over this weekend, like what's going on in Virginia right now, and just politically in the States. Like, it's surprising because you'd like to think, well, there's a lot of food for thought here to be penning rhymes with, you know, but there's obviously some kind of disconnect. But when you were coming up, you were vocalizing those things.
I was vocalizing those things. That's why I did the record called Erase the Racism after a young black kid by the name of Yusef Hawkins was killed in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, which is a predominantly, you know, Italian neighborhood back then. You know what I'm saying? And, some Italian kids jumped him or whatever, and the kid ended up dying, unfortunately. But it inspired me to do a record called Erase the Racism, right in Bensonhurst. And we were accepted in the neighborhood, which is kind of unfortunate. Like, you have to be, you know, we had to be somebody with names, you know what I'm saying, in order to go out there and do a video and not get any negative kind of reaction from it. Right. But today, there's, like the thing you mentioned that happened in Virginia recently, there's nobody out there really, as far as music is concerned, not that I heard of, going out there forming a movement and trying to get people together instead of, you know, going back to this old racial shit that should have died with the 60s. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But back in the days, you would have had Stetsasonic out there. You would have Public Enemy out there.
Yes.
You would have had S-Clan out there, possibly KRS-One out there, Queen Latifah, because these are all the people that was in hip-hop that will be voiceless about these type of incidents.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I hope something like that would manifest now with some of the artists of today. No, but, you know, we'll look and see. Maybe J. Cole will be a good candidate.
Yeah, he's
for
from Virginia, right? Is he from Virginia, J. Cole?
I think he's from the Carolinas. Well, I'm not sure. I know he was, I think he resides in the Carolinas, but he could originally be from Virginia.
But ultimately, I always feel like hip-hop is a reflection of society, you know, so there's something going on in society why artists are not talking about these kind of issues in the way that we heard in previous eras. I mean, you ran through some names there, including, you've mentioned Melly Mel, Rakim, KRS, Stetsasonic, all kinds of, Public Enemy, all kinds of people that brought so much joy to my life alone. To you, what would you say was the golden era of hip-hop?
Wow. I think around the time I came out, because to me, the golden era defines like a particular stage in hip-hop. Like Run-DMC, even LL Cool J, Grandmaster Flash, Furious Five. To me, those dudes are considered pioneers in hip hop. And then the era where I came in at, and Rakim and Kane and KRS-One, to me, we was like the offshoot of those pioneers. Mm-hmm. They was the seeds and we was the stems to grow out later. You know what I'm saying? So I would define the golden era of hip hop starting with those songs, like mid to late 80s.
Yeah.
And then could that produce like Tribe Called Quest, Slick Rick, De La Soul, Ultra Magnetic MCs.
Oh my goodness. EPMD.
EPMD. Oh my God. EPMD.
And that's so from
Nice and Smooth, Public Enemy. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, my birthday is so good this year. And then, so when did the golden era end then? You said from mid 80s. When is the cutoff?
I would say probably after the explosion of Mobb Deep. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, like, right exactly after, is that?
That's interesting.
Yeah, the explosion of Mobb Deep. And I think 50 did he did something incredible.
Yeah.
But he came in after the golden era time, where hip-hop began to be just like other things got introduced to hip-hop, like, say, the Southern sound. And of course, the West Coast sound was already established with the likes of N.W.A. and the whole Death Row movement, and things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? So 50 had to defy the current direction of music.
Yeah.
And go, you know, it went from Shiny and Freddie with Biggie and Puffy and that movement he had to bring it back to something gutter.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
it's
saying?
True, man. You cannot deny that, man. Now, when he got that, like, all these tunes came out, and then he'd do mixtapes of his version of, like, it'll be some grimy version of the tune. You know what I mean? He'd like R&B song, I love you. He'd be like, I sell drugs to you. Some shit where you're like, man. And yeah, like you're saying, that created another era where now it's like the mixtape game. Everyone's starting to put out mixtapes, their version of this song. That was 50 who blew that up, man.
That's crazy how...
Yeah. He definitely cornered the market and he created a whole different movement.
For real.
What were you going
to
say, Mike?
Yeah, a question I wanted to ask, seeing that it's Sarah Love's birthday, and of course, last week we celebrated hip-hop's birthday.
Yay!
So she's been asking this question. Cool G Rap,
earliest memory of hip hop? What's your earliest memory of hip hop?
Earliest memory of hip hop, I had to be like 9 years old, 10 years old at most. And it was the very first time I was even introduced to hip hop. First time I ever had a brush with it, I was like 9 or 10. And it was DJ in the park and some dudes rapping on the mic.
Wow.
And I've never seen it or heard of it before, but first time there, it was just it took over. Mm-hmm. It took over as far as with me mm-hmm. as an individual. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And first time hearing it, I was hooked.
What was it about you? That got you hooked?
It was the hard beats, the drums, and never heard no music form where they play like a break beat part of a record over and over again, and they just keep that the hottest part of the record just keep going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To me, that I'd never heard of that or seen that before,
wow.
And to me, that was a dope, so official idea to do that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's crazy, man.
Such funky jams that still rock now. I have to ask you also, you know that I love you and I'm so grateful for everything you've done. It was so ill seeing you perform in London, and there was a little gap since your previous time appearing in London, and there were some times when you were meant to appear in London but then you didn't show up.
Sarah's trying to put you on the spot.
Yeah.
What happened? Because all of the UK is listening and they love you, but you know, they just want to hear you say, you know, I was really ill.
I love the UK too, and I wish I could have got out there those earlier times, but you know, I had situations that was blocking my passport and things of that nature, and it wasn't easy to make go away. So,
that's okay.
You know, it took me some time. Yeah, it took a lot of time, but I'm here now, baby.
Exactly. Yeah! That's exactly what I wanted to say. You're here now. You've already been over here just last month. I'm very sure that you're going to be back again to do a whole bunch more shows.
And come through to the studio at Foo Bar Radio.
Well, there's already talks right now. I'm supposed to be coming out there October on a Juice Crew tour.
Woo!
What?
Wait. Hey, say that again, please. Say that again, just so we can be clear on what you
coming back to the UK October-ish sometime for a Juice Crew tour. So that's me, Kane, Biz, Shan, Shante, Craig G, Master Ace, Tragedy, Gaddafi, you know, Marley Marl. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's a show not to be missed.
Remember where you heard it first, Mother Lovers, the hip hop show with Mice Diggy and Sarah Love. Cool G Rap just said it. So what's the project that's out?
Sir.
What's the project? Next project coming from you that we can expect?
The next project is definitely going to be called Hustler's Bible, and I'm working on it now as we speak.
Hustler's Bible, you know, this guy, man. That's crazy.
And then, and then the new Return of the Don, that's the new album that's out now, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Check that out. If y'all ain't got that, believe me, it's a download worth doing, worth getting. You know what I mean? And because it's a lot of treats on there.
Yeah, a lot of good features as well on there. Is it entirely produced by Moss?
Yes, the whole album is produced by Moss. it's not a lot of that going on right now, but I think I'm not sure if Jay-Z put his recent album that he just dropped, 444.
Yeah, with one producer, you mean?
One producer, exactly. You know what I mean? Mm. So, you know, taking them back on that. No, I see I'm not the only one that decided to take them back with the one producer era times. You know what I'm saying? Like, when Marley Marl was doing everybody in the whole Cruise record. or oh, what's another example of that?
Of what, where it was one producer, like DJ Premier, yeah, like, Premier, you know, the...
Yeah, right, Primo, yeah, Primo Rock, with Guru.
Yeah, always having to have a Pete Rock remix and everything. But before you go,
And Dr. Dre.
Whether or not he was doing everything on the track, we still love him as well. But you, like, what, tell me, what is it like to be... always mentioned as one of the most influential people who have ever picked up a microphone.
Mount Rushmore. Hip-hop's Mount Rushmore, Cool G Rap is up there. How does that feel?
I mean, it's honoring, you know, very honoring. Yeah, it's good to be acknowledged for decades of work that you put in, you know what I mean? Mm. I mean, even if that's all that ever came out the game was for... dudes that I respect lyrically, you know what I'm saying? And I'm a fan of their material, you know what I'm saying? Or their body of work. And for to see that come back to you and know that you affected that person in a way, you know what I'm saying? It pushed them to be great in their own right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's very honoring.
Yeah. Big L. Thank you so much. Yeah. There's not a name you can shout, a significant name that you can shout who's not been influenced.
Names on names that would be like, yo, Cool G Rap, that's... Yeah. Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm. Every time. Jeez. We're so grateful to you. You brought so much joy to so many people's lives all over the world, and that joy is continuing to
spread.
Still doing it, man. Go and check out the new album, Return of the Dawn. It's out right now, and you've guaranteed to me as well on today's show that you're going to come through to the studio when you're in London for the Juice Crew tour, right?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'll definitely do that.
That's now a contract that we've entered, Cool G Rap. So that's official. But no doubt.
And I got to do it while we're on the air. You know what I'm saying? I got to show you that love. You know what I'm saying? Happy birthday to Sarah Love. I hope you wish you to see many more, which I know you will.
Definitely.
And may all your wishes manifest in reality. You heard?
Oh, man. Cool
you're
G
honestly going to make me cry.
You should see her face right now.
I literally just fell off my chair right there. But
I had to do that. She stayed sitting tight for me.
Thank you so much. I love you so much. And now we're going to play something off of the new album. This is the track featuring Sean Price and Ransom. It's produced by Moss. The album is out right now. Thank you so much for joining us, Cool G Rap. Yes, we love you so much.
Love back, you heard?
You wanna get it popped off? Wanna get it popped off? Y'all wanna get it popped off? Y'all wanna get it popped off? Wanna get it popped off? Wanna get it popped off? You can bop your head too. Popped off, yeah, the click got niggas with names, and we pissed off to get at your dame. And if you riff pop, I spit at your frame. Don't get it mixed up, just get it arranged. You won't need a syringe and a needle to get it in vain. Keep them bulls on his back like he Grizzly Adams. I get rejected by a chick, I throw my whiskey at him. Your best friend to curse you out like bitch you had him. And he right, the lights is low and the ice is still blowing. And he got a whole waste of big faces like Samoans. Chest piece like I got stoned by the Romans. And don't try to keep up if your money Gary Coleman. Nothing but spree wells, V12s here with LSP. Still stuck with that V8, what you trying to stay healthy? Trick the course of your whip, I blow them chips out in LV. Frost brick spots, more keypads than Delby. The G-Rap boss, you falling off soon as hell freeze. Wanna get it popped off, wanna get it popped off. Y'all wanna get it popped off, y'all wanna get it popped off. Wanna get it popped off, wanna get it popped off. You can bop your head too, wanna get it popped off.
Concealing my lines, underpilling that time. Can't rap worth a damn, fam, I really can rhyme. Shout to your temple, push Paul popping your pimple. Indeed, the key shock with the watch. Presidential over the goons. Bitches got balloons in their womb, literally. Shitting bricks in their fruit of the loom. Stuck in his essence. Drug is the preference. Bitch, the mother, father, sister, brother, love is the message. Big, big. Prime made in his prime.
shaking like hammer knees. What you niggas know about murders that you did yourself? Red dot, headshot, body drop, and shit itself. I think scripts and spit out a motion picture. I'm Scorsese, they all hate me, I'm pouring liquor. Your poor baby, I caught lazy, and oh, your sister, the whore made me get all crazy, I know you miss her. I blaze first and ask questions, who want the interview? I send a few, causing a racket, blow off his tennis shoes. So make way for the bad guy. If I'm masked out, best believe I'll make your ass die.
You wanna get it popped off? Wanna get it popped off? Y'all wanna get it popped off? Y'all wanna get it popped off? Wanna get it popped off? Wanna get it popped off? You can bop your head too. Wanna get it popped off? Wanna get it popped off? Wanna get it popped off? Y'all wanna get it popped off? Y'all wanna get it popped off? Wanna get it popped off? Wanna get it popped off? You can bop your head too. Wanna get it popped off?
Wow. G-Rap, Popped Off is the name of the track. Return of the Don is the name of the album. He's got Westside Gunn on there, Freeway Terminology, Raekwon, Chic Looch, a whole load of dope cats. If you missed the interview, us just talking, we called G-Rap on the show. Hit up foodbarradio.com/shows/hiphop. Oh my God, he was dropping some jewels on there. Big shouts going out to Will Fisher, locked into the show, Striker, Asia, Dr. Postalot, Pasquale, Connie Khan, what up? David Detail, everybody tuned in.
Q
sorry.
Rock, my brother Q Rock, locked in, you know what I mean?
There's kind of too many names to go through today. And we're running out of time because right now it's that part of the show that everybody loves. It's open mic time.
Who have we got here today then?
Yeah, we got Innovative, we got Chi, we got Peps representing Zensei today from the southeast of Kent.
Innovative, Chi, we got Peps. Chi, what are you saying, man? You back again, yeah?
Third time.
You got the crew here this time.
My hat trick. Yeah. No, I've got the Kent boys this time. I actually caught up with the Kent gang this
Kent
time.
Kent gang, yeah?
Zensei. They're going to show you some stuff, innit?
Wicked, man. So what you lot got? Is there a project coming out at the moment or what?
We got a collaboration coming out very soon. Yeah. We ain't got a date yet, but we're doing it. We've got it done.
It's that UK hip hop thing. I don't want to throw it out there and it not happen.
We spoke about that, innit? The indie thing. It's like you throw it. Yeah, we got like fucking, you know what I mean? September 13th. Then bam, September 13th is just crickets and tumbleweed rolling by. That's it. People are like, right, what happened to that project? You're like, yeah, don't worry about that.
But
shit,
yeah, we got events going on all the time. If you hit Zensei up on Facebook, anything like that, you'll see them. Yeah, you'll see them. Z-E-N. Say
okay
on a t-shirt,
say
yeah.
Sarah,
so you
say,
not-
like,
say yeah,
just missing to cut his eye at me. Like, that say? No, I'm joking. So, what you are you all from Kent?
Yeah.
We're all from Kent.
Okay, I see.
You lot got good bud down there, innit, in Kent?
Yeah.
You know about Orpington as well.
It's
all the same, innit, really, like that, man. But yeah, I heard there's some good bud down there. So. I heard, you know,
it's amazing,
I
mean, man.
That's
so
good to hear, boy.
Have you guys got Rap School Law for us?
I think so, yeah.
You think so? You sure?
Who we got on the beat this time?
This week on the beat, we have James Toy.
And that beat is fire as well. That is
he's got some fire, definitely, man.
So let's do this. Open mic time. This is Food Bar Radio. Leon, Abby, you guys ready? Yeah. You going to be rapping with us as well this time? Yeah. Shouts out to Leon and Abby, always smashing it with the camera work. This is Food Bar Radio. It's the open mic.
Yes, the Innovative. Zensei, yo. I'm here sitting and wishing for different shimmering crystals in this physical, mystical, mythical, cynical creatures. Listen to cannibals begging for features, simmering souls, credible teachers, setting the level, indefinite preachers, setting the evidence, impediment, setting the evidence, setting to leech us. Don't you think it's kinda twisted? The way we're living life, hope for forgiveness for sins inflicted, to hurt another person lurking in the shadows, searching the soul in deathly hallows, shadows are beating. Satan's vacant thoughts are tasting, naked mind, I force a statement, locked in basements, tell me shamans make displacements, take responsibility for your action. No distraction from the cause, the force is strong with physical attraction. The fact of the matter is, we flow forever, scrap the batteries, the purest cell, F the Duracell. We shatter atoms, not in factories, we match the universal planetary alignment set to be. Free living.
Everybody has a bad day, man. I was in a mad place. A letter for myself and for the ones to get their facts straight. See, truth be the motive now. Fuck it, it's the campaign. You can keep your champagne. You catch me smoking dank raid. Now, Paul's got some mad haze. I'm filling up my ashtray. Tried apologizing to my papa for the lad's sake. Not even a handshake, man. Fucking what a damn shame. You ain't lost your son, you've lost my boy. Hold your damn name. I must have been mad, mate. Thinking that my dad's changed. Holding grudges with your son. Please tell me what you have gained. Now, get me off that subject. I'll be writing mad flames. From sunrise to sunset, here to cause an upset. Yeah, tell me where that love went. Had me writing fuck friends. So many acting
snakey, tell me how the fuck I trust them. Happiness is key now. Hate me cause I speak out. Cut ties with so many people, I don't need to be round. I'm happy for my ex chick. I was moving reckless, can't control me at my worst. She don't deserve to see my best bits. Went from my earth to any bird that I've had sex with. Left you feeling burned on by a curse, you had to exit. Every route of happiness for us was tried and tested. Man, I'd just like to thank you for that boy that we was blessed with. Swear to God he makes me smile every time I see his face. Hoping that he is alright, I'm thinking will he be okay. Well, you can catch me every night smoking just to numb the pain. People writing shit for likes but aren't playing them numbers games. So why? Man, I'm just trying to better myself. These negative vibes, they drag my life from heaven to hell. See, try comprehending you ain't mentally well. When you ain't mentally well, it's like talking to the devil himself. But now I look in my boy's eyes and see that clear vision. Cause I can only do him right when I'm here with him. I see him 3 days a week for I still miss him. Every time I pick him up, I swear he feels different.
Some don't believe in this, I speak as one that's driven back. My fingertips point up after where my demons live. Tread the inch and find yourself a Michael backwards. Do the whip geometry, lighted up those shackles. Some folk like a flat pack, snap right backwards. Visions of my flashbacks, these facts have fashions. What? And now we show you what you'd look like. Looking in the mirror but something doesn't look right. It's goodbye, good night to get it up your face. Levin said it smile with a definite brain. Got delicate with age, burn the energy with pages. Today is just a day that is your space and you should stay there. That lazy makeshift is the place I'd like to get gone. Headphones on my dog with dog flop with my system. I push the pistons, let a little bit of piss out. It's better to be pissed off than pissed off with no doubt. Song down, phone's down and hasn't got no signal. Brain rattles in this shell like a game of pimple. That priest likes simple preaching, drunken plans of plagiary. Drumsticks in my hand, I swing around and then I play the beat. What? You know the sensei is plain to see. What? It's got me spitting fucking savory. What? You see, there is no saving, you see. Sensei, we're taking the seat.
Yeah, I call to Shiva, creator and destroyer. Yeah. A fallen diva, crater in the ozone layer. Yeah. I feel the planet shaking. No, it's not paranoia. I see the poles degrading. Call the fucking lawyer. I'm stuck in this paradox, time shift. Trying hard to climb, but I'm falling down a side cliff. Please release me from the mind twisted in the ether. Learning lessons, I'm the underground teacher. I'm undergoing emotions, to change emotions in my undergrowth. My under's glowing. I chunder over the rate in which my mind is growing. Blowing consciousness as my words are flowing. Do you understand fear explosion? Your mind is where the terror is, not the terrorist. See the cellar shift as the tremors lit. Fear exported from the lost causes of the governments. I will not be governed, so F your laws and F your cause. Born forgiven the moors, a hidden tentacle vision. But what if it wasn't an oracle? Missing the what we call heaven, trapped into the lost philosophical prison. Killing a mission, we sit in the prison. What we're missing was death and remission. Death to the system, it's death to the mind. Locked into the vision, forage for the wisdom. Knowledgeable mind is christened. The forest overgrows the growth of any system that we live in. Leave the world to heal. Let's see what's real. Words regenerate the birth if only we could feel.
It's peptilian, alien breed, man. I can't say when my last day is gonna be. But if I just shapeshift from my face to my feet, climb the ladder up into my spaceship and leave, then you know that I've finally found a pattern. Civilizations crumble, man. The fuck is bound to happen? The information won't be played upon no radio stations. A revolution is in order, but a doubt will challenge. The ones above you living rich while you're living broke. So you could change your life, but still you chill and don't. There's a price on how you're living, not survival of the fittest. It's survival of the richest, still you live in hope. I know they say that ignorance is bliss. The only thing you ignore is the future of your kids. That's why I wanna fly my ship to Jupiter and kick back with a spliff and watch your fucking planet burn to bits.
Thunder and lightning, inciting the heads when I'm writing. Inviting the heads to my show, it's a live ting. I'm biting the bread, igniting the lines that were said on my bed, just rhyming. I'm skiving from life, twisted off reality. Grab the knife from the bookshelves, hiding behind verses, passages, scriptures, the pictures distorted. Awkward, I walk, giving no thought to limits. I'm seasoned, plastic gimmicks. I'm a unique spirit, real hearts know it when they hear it. Devils fear it, revitalize my image in the face of disaster. Plaster the lyrics on road and let the people know. Spitting it ice cold, no chaser, it's Archer. I'm ahead of my foes, I'm off key like having nine toes. Whoa, whoa.
I'm full throttle with the bottle to my lips. I've been walking with the wobble since I learned to use my legs. We start from the beginning, running hard to make the fit. This stack of shards of glass, damaged scars laid upon my feet. Patient pacing to this beat, pledge your paper incomplete. Trying to play the player in the game today, can beat defeat. As if I shivers in the heat with a flow that's cold hearted, no target. Floating round the globe in my starship. I steer past this to park up in my private space. Fuck fast, it done fitted up my skinny frame. Rip a page, wipe a stain, and fuck it up again. If it's food bar, we give a fuck, give a fuck.
Yeah, we said that. Yeah.
Give a fuck.
Keep it rolling.
Yes. 16, 16, 16, yo. 16, 6, yo. I got an academic record pressing for academia. Black hysteria, never hear me from the media. Only see me as bank, got a bank thick as Wikipedia. Knowledge is power, power is blood, and I've got anemia. It's on the apron, I've been capable for generation. Name me a destination, I'll be there on a dabbing and truth with an estimation. How we gonna blow, when we gonna blow? Really no need for an explanation, just cop. Back in my top hat, sipping lean, but it's not Jackson. Five finger my thought captions, never been caught lacking. All my niggas is real, nose deep in a forced action. If it's Star Wars, then our cause is locked in. Dark side, they wanna challenge him. Tell Obi, try some nice, and without me, the game is mannequin. It's Dark Vader, sunning niggas, to me, you're Anakin. When I walk in, you're skywalking, your pipes are panicking. Damn it, man. One bar can make three carcass, rugged as three carpets. Niggas ain't buying stock, but they fuck my flea market. I'm killing it. Tell a Krillin, your disc getting discarded. Houston, we got a problem. He's cooking like three Hardens. Leave you dead in the water. Wall to wall, I see warriors. Smaller bulls than a gopher. Deep as the Gulf of Mexico. Try and pollute my thoughts and I slaughter. That should be crystal. The method is clear. I might just be water white on a pipe selling white to the white as Walker. Ain't nobody that's doper than me that hold a degree. In the UK or over the seas, it's over the seas.
Bro, yeah, you gotta count your 60s though. Yeah. That was nice, but you gotta count 160 bro. Skandus, we say, bro.
Freestyle freshers and the session is lit. Just heard Dax verse, fuck that, right in my shit. Arch set the bar so high, I must comply. If you ain't seeing the level, then it's boom, bye. Bye. I read the dirge, cop the merch until I hate a second. Them ones don't hype it up, just know the bar's colossal. I got vessel, so respect a vet. Body your whole damn crew and we ain't blown up yet. We got the EP dropping and it's a fucking problem. I'm up to bat like that Dark Knight from out of Gotham. Like that Dark Knight from out of Gotham. Like that Dark Knight from off the
go.
Go.
Like that Dark Knight from out of Gotham. Yo, 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 yo. Masses are related, looking at the time. We are the same under the racists. Remove the borders, we are the torture in the faces. I believe that love has been miscreated. Well, that's the problem, love can't be created. It's within, it's within, it's within. If you trust, it will bring the humble moment. When you stumble in the silence of the flows and the drama we involve will fade away. I say, sing to the moment we are in. I say, sing, sing to the moment we are in. The will to change will bring the silence to your sins. See me fly away like a butterfly in the wind. Karma Sutra is creator of thy fate, in which we make a new rate of world torture. Will somebody let Trump know that building a wall will only show the people how we see it is to make it fall? It only takes one spark to make a fire, so be the voice to make the fire burn higher. Our passion is desire, thus make ash from desire. We all have the potential, so I say, F the liars.
Stick to rapper rock stars, what I'll never be. I'm relentless, you know this monster needs energy. But to say that I am at the top of the mountains due, cause you can only say you've got no fear when I'm out the room. What I replied when he said he'll leave my face red, bullshit, cause when it's full spits it doesn't make sense. If Luca is a snake, I will never go to Luca's aid, cause if the coke tank goes, then only the true remain. Don't give a S, I'm trying to get my P right. And your bars are cheap, allow your 35p rhyme. See, having power aids the way your money grows. I'm just trying to boost it quick, I know how it come and goes. One fantastic punch will make your fruit twist. Swing the iron broom handle into the goon's ribs. 16 bars about drinks that ain't as wet as yours. Lie a mess, bruv, yeah, messy with those metaphors.
People see me, but they don't know me. They hear me, but they ain't listening. Getting the hype on the phone, me the way that I write's like a christening. Every verse is a new birth, and yet slowly I'm wishing music would transcend British gritty traditioning. Are you listening good? I'm still repping the hood, but I'm classy, you would mistake me for a singer, cause I'm blazing it off. go suck till they cough. Got no reasons to hate, you're just mad cause you lost. Pissed off at my manners, mother raised me up well. I can't be pigeonholed, no, it's not like these rappers can't tell. I'm the one that they rape, debate for a place at the top. It's like it's a race, if you flop, you've been dropped, they get labeled up. Bust a sell my date, no signs, we're having it, mate. Be jealous is fake, I grin teeth when I look in your face. I'm marking my place as a legend, meanwhile you're a disgrace. Don't beg friend, cause yesterday it wasn't the case.
Good enough, my crew's got the space lurking. It's sense they get the boot boots and they fit firmly. That dog shit that medicine can't fix. Heavy flopping, backing up my block, yeah, up the drift. Shake it, then sniff cold snow. Wrap my chops, steady shaking that shit. Snow globes getting dropped. So hold what you got before it. Foot on the bums, four fingers for a one pop. Snorting the crumbs, yeah, so pop, pop. There's no pain in this love, pop. It all comes undone. Time to put a mark in. One foot stuck in the mud, but can't find it. One arm out for a hug, but bad timing. So real, you're blinded to see what you can get. Feel the future in your findings. Receive enough of death. Be free to try again. Write a line and say your sentence. I'm trying to lever that my leverage.
The system is trying to fuck with my immunity. Flu jabs, ingredients, unknown news to me. A question to the dogmas of class is a lunacy. But I just want to know my choice so I can be true to me. I want to be civilized. Fuck this uncivilized. Killing in the country, giving weapons to the victims to fight wars. Why cause more bloodshed? More death, more tears, more upset. Be the change you wanna see in the world. People are hungry in the country, let's stop feeding the world. There's people bleeding in hell, it's like they're breeding in hell. Money powers people like they've been breeding with Shell. They be wanting to dig up Antarctica for the fossil fuel power of sun. I'm a solar powered iron through the sky. I'm a weird, unusual guy, spreading love from the inside out. But I will fight if I have to.
What? Thank you, Open Mic Madness. That was too innovative.
Pen right there, boy. Shout out to Chi, Innovative, Peps, Archer.
Can I say one thing?
Very quickly,
can I say one thing? Big up Fiona Fiesta. She died. She died on the way to get here.
There was a big crash.
Yeah, big up ATP and Misled.
In a car?
It's a car. It's a car.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
That's not nice, man. I'm giving you your mic because of that.
Yo.
James Choi on the beat. I was feeling that. That was kind of flames. Thank you so much, all of you, for repping on the open mic today. Shouts out to Cool G Rap. If you missed our chat with Cool G Rap, hit up foodbarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. Mm-hmm. Shouts out to all you. We're tweeting all of the links for all the MCs who are on the show today.
Yes,
run out the
birthday,
studio, guys.
Happy birthday, DJ Sarah Love. Sarah scared them off with that shit.
Next Monday on the show, 4 p.m., myself, Sarah Love, and my Siggy are going to be joined by the one and only Akil of Jurassic 5. So make sure you are here. He's going to be live in the studio with us. He's on tour in the UK. I want all of you to have a wonderful week. I'm going to be celebrating for the whole week, my birthday.
Yeah, you have to, man.
Looking forward to seeing all my family. Now, up next, it's Sticky Blood. Remember the message, people.
Brother, sister, there's got to be unity. Yeah, unity. Unity's what's missing. Dance every now and then. A little honesty and trust among us. A little love and harmony. And there'll surely be some unity. Unity.